My name is Sterling Valentine, and we have with us today Mr. Russell Brunson from .com Secrets. Russell, thanks for joining us today, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, we met, you and I, in 2006, so you've been doing this at least 10 years, and you're in multiple niches. You've got software products. You've got high-ticket coaching. How important has high-ticket stuff played in your overall revenue generation for the past 10 years?
Yeah, it's funny. We've been doing this for, I was checking the other day because I was sitting there like, oh, I've been doing this for 5 or 6 years, but it's actually been like almost 12 now, which is crazy to me. I feel like I'm too young for that. But it's been a big part. In fact, I remember as I was growing my company, I didn't have a high ticket theme for a long time, like most people don't. And I remember it was at one Christmas time, and my company was collapsing around me. I didn't have enough money to cover the bills for my employees, all sorts of things. I remember I was outside in the cold, hanging up Christmas lights, like stapling them to the rafters in our house, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I have no money to cover payroll and all these things. And I was listening to this audio at the time, and this guy was talking about a high ticket program. And I remember like freezing out there, but then I was doing this, listening to this and thinking, like, this could save everything. I need to do one. So I called my buddies that worked for me at the time. And I said, hey guys, you don't know this, but like, I've got no money for Christmas bonuses or even your salaries. Christmas is coming up, but I've got an idea. I think we should sell a $5,000 coaching program. I think I'm going to have to execute on it. I want you all to meet me at the office tomorrow, and we're going to see if we can save Christmas. And so we called everyone up. We met this meeting in this room. We sat in front of a whiteboard and mapped out like what a high ticket offer would actually look like and what it could possibly be. I had a little tiny email list at the time, and we sent out an email to get people to come to this program. And we got a whole bunch of there weren't applications at the time, but we got people saying they're interested. And so me and everyone on the team was starting to call these people, and we didn't know how to sell at the time. We were just like grasping for straws. And from that initial little kickoff during the month of December, we sold 11 people a $5,000 coaching program, made $55,000, paid for Christmas for everyone, got us out of some debt, and kind of relaunched my business. And ever since then, I've been a huge fan of high ticket stuff, and it's definitely been a big part of our company for the last decade or so.
So what are some of the ways that you've used high ticket offers? I know you've got some high ticket coaching. I know you've done some live events, not too frequently, but I've seen a couple high-end live events. What would you say, if you could lay out the menu of offers, where have they occurred and around what price points have they been?
Yeah, so it started initially, I had this mindset belief that I thought $5,000 was a high ticket thing. So for probably 5 years, all we sold was $5,000. People would get some coaching calls and they would come to an event in Boise, Idaho, which, you know, that was kind of how we ran things for 3 or 4 years. And I remember at the end of that, we kind of shut that down for a while. And I went into different markets. I was like, I want to stop teaching internet marketing. I want to do internet marketing. We took like I think I retired for 3 or 4 years. I want to say retired. And we started selling supplements and weight loss advice and dating advice and just a whole bunch of different markets just to like get back into the game. And we had a great time with that. And then a couple years later, I was like, I want to get back into the coaching thing. But I was like, I only want to work with like really high-end people. That was kind of my goal. And I was like, I don't know how to get high-end people. Like people that were signing before were like kind of beginners and things like that. I was like, I really want to create something that gets, you know, the kind of like my dream of clients are like people who are successful entrepreneurs. Like, how do I get other successful entrepreneurs to join my coaching? And at first I didn't know the answer to that, but I was like, I'm going to try to think through this. And about that time, I was going through a weight loss phase in my life, and I was juicing, and I saw this guy online. His name is Drew Canole. He owns a company called Fit Life TV, and he had like, I don't know, 2 million followers on Facebook, and the guy was awesome. I bought his alpha reset diet. I bought his juice cleanse, and I was doing his stuff. And I'm like, this guy is awesome. And I was like, he would be like my dream client. If I could like work with people like Drew all day long, that would be amazing. And then, I remember I was flying out San Diego, and one of my friends I saw was friends with Drew. And I was like, hey, can you connect me? I'd love to just fly out, and when I'm out there, just meet him and see if there's any synergies. And so he said yes. And so he connected us. I was flying to San Diego. I drove to Drew's house and we kind of met. And we just talked for a little bit, and I thought he was super cool. And it was kind of funny. I walked in his house, and I didn't know if he knew who I was, if I was just a creepy guy showing up on his doorstep wanting to meet him. And I was like, hey man, and we started talking, and I walked in on his desk was my book, 108 Split Test Winners. And I was like, oh, dude, you got my book. You got my book. Like, how cool is that? And he looked at me. He's like, yeah, it's really weird, Russell. He's like, 2 weeks ago, I saw your face on Facebook all the time. I clicked on a thing and I bought the book. He's like, 2 nights ago, I'm sitting here. The book shows up. I'm reading it. And I thought, like, how cool would that be if Russell came and helped me implement these tests in our business? And he's like, the next day you texted me. And he's like, now you're sitting here in my house. It's really creepy and kind of weird. And anyway, I thought it was kind of funny. And so that was kind of how it started. And then we talked about business a little bit, and then I had to leave. And I was like, hey, I would love to come and just work for free for you guys for a little bit. And he was like, why? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I would just, I think you guys are doing cool. Like, I'm a customer already. It'd be fun to come and just serve and see if what I have can help you. And he was like, well, what's the motivation behind it? I was like, I don't know. Let's see what happens from it. So I think reluctantly, he was like, okay, fine. If you want to come work for free, you can. And so a month later, I flew back out to his office and I had his whole team there. And we sat down and I spent a day kind of doing free consulting as if what I would do with someone if they paid me. And we looked at their business and their numbers and their funnels and saw what they did, were doing right and wrong, and kind of gave them a blueprint and a plan. And then they went and they took that. And at the time, their business was doing good. They were making about $1 million a year, but they were losing money each month. They weren't profitable. And we kind of helped them map out some changes to their core funnels and then helped them with the supplement funnel they were launching. And about a month after I left, they launched the supplement funnel. Some people here may have seen it. It's called Organifi. And that funnel does about $1 million a month right now. And it was cool because I had this chance to be part of that process. And so when it was done, Drew was like, man, you helped us so much. Like, this was awesome. And he made a video for me kind of telling his story about what happened and the experience and the transformation they went through. And so it was cool. I had this video that he'd given me, and that video is how we launched my new high ticket program. It was a video of my dream client having a result that we gave them that was very tangible and very cool. And so we made a high ticket funnel. I can kind of walk you through what that funnel looks like, but basically had Drew's video at the top telling his story, and then a big button underneath said, apply if you want to work with me to have a similar result in your business. And that was about a little over two years ago we launched that. We set the pricing of the program at $25,000. And as of today, we have 100 people in that program. It's $25,000 a year. And we shut it down because I can't handle any more than 100 clients at once. And that's it. And so that's kind of how it began. But the real reason I wanted to share that story with your audience is a lot of people think about the high ticket thing backwards, I think. It's like, oh, I'm going to be a high ticket coach. And they put up the thing and they started like trying to sell people and try to close people. And I think that's the wrong way. I think that if you want to be successful with high-ticket stuff, it flips it around. It's like, how do I, if I'm really that good at what I do, I need to find somebody that I can work for free and like give that person a result and help them to have this transformation that I'm claiming I can give to people, help them have that transformation, prove it to them, and then capture that result. And that result will be the tool that sells your future high-end stuff. It's nothing worse than a video of you talking about why you should be the, you know, why someone should pay you a lot of money. Like, it's way better to have somebody else that you've given a result tell the story. So that's kind of how we relaunched our high-end coaching program.
That's a great takeaway, because a lot of people don't think that, you know, donating services, that doesn't usually come up for people. They figure, I'm only going to work when I sell it, and then if I don't sell it, I'm not going to work. But if you can do a couple of freebies ahead of time, those are great testimonials. So that's a real practical technique we can take with us. So
yeah, I tell everyone that's the first goal, is to go serve someone first. I have another interesting story. I had a friend, he's a high school kid, and it's summertime, he was trying to get a job, and no place would hire him. So after like 2 weeks of trying, he's like, I need a job, like I need some money. And he had this idea, so he went to the mall, and he found like the dream store, the store he wishes he could work at. He walked in, and he was like, hey, you guys, you mind if I help fold clothes? And the people were like, if you want, I guess. So he started folding clothes and hanging up stuff and straightening things and cleaning the floor. And when he spent about an hour or two just helping, and then he was like, all right, I'm out of here, and he left. And like the managers, all the employees were like, what's happening? Next day, he came back to the store again, came in and started the same thing, started like cleaning up clothes, cleaning things up. And after about an hour, the manager came and said, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just have nothing else to do, though. I thought I'd come help you guys out. He's like, do you want a job? And the guy's like, oh yeah, I would love one. And he ended up getting a job at like his dream place. And I always tell people that story, because I'm like, man, if you want the dream job or dream client, whatever it is, like initially, like, you've got to put in the sweat equity. Like, you've got to work for free to prove your worth and prove what you have. And if you do that, like the jobs or the clients or whatever that is will come to you. But it all starts with leading with value first and getting people results first.
So let's talk about that $25,000 offer. Is that one-on-one? Is that a group coaching program? What do people get specifically for that price point?
Yeah, so it's kind of, there's a couple pieces of it. So when somebody joins right now, and again, it's closed down. I told my group, I was like, you guys are all in. If you want to cancel us, the only way people can get in right now. But we sold it out. And what happens when somebody joins, first thing they do is we have a program we call Decade in a Day. So what'll happen is it might be five or six people that come to our coaching program during that period. And they'll come on a day, it'll be like a Friday. And my goal is to try to compress a decade of what I've been doing into one day with them. So each of these people get about an hour on the phone, but I have everyone watch each other because you get so much value out of watching the other consults. And so I'll sit there and I'll do 5 or 6 hours with 1 hour with each person. We can look at their business. And my goal of that is not to like try to like solve all their problems. The goal of that is twofold. One is to get me to get them pointed in the right direction. One of the biggest things I've seen my clients do is that they get excited, they start running, and they're running as fast as they can. They're doing everything right, but they're running in the wrong direction. So my goal is to get them pointed in the right direction. And second off, I want to be able to have an intimate understanding of their business because I work really close with my people in my inner circle. So that's the first thing is that we call Decade in a Day. When that's finished, then there's an app on your phone, and it's called Voxer.
Yeah, I use it with my students as well, like a walkie-talkie kind of thing.
Yep. So that's so basically, while they're in the coaching program, they have unlimited Voxer access to me. So what happens, I say, I give them a blueprint, I give them a direction, start running. You start running. As soon as you get hit, it's your get-out-of-jail-free card. You get stuck, you met your Voxer, Russell. Hey, Russell, I'm working on my webinar, and this is where I'm stuck at. What do you think? And then I give advice, and then we keep doing that. So they have Voxer coaching the whole time they're in the inner circle. And then twice a year, everybody comes to Boise, and we do group mastermind meetings. We keep our meetings small. We have about 25 people in each group. So we have four groups that meet here in Boise twice a year. And that's kind of what the coaching program is.
So just to recap, it's a one-on-one experience called Decade in a Day. And then do they get anything besides the Voxer, any kind of like group weekly or monthly access besides the live events in Boise?
Nope. We have a Facebook group, everyone hangs out and shares stuff. But I don't do the monthly things because I want this to be kind of on them. Like I specifically try to track hiring clients, people who have things happening. And I don't want to like do group calls that like have to be me pushing things to them. I want me pointing in a direction, you run, and then you're messaging back to me. And so that's kind of the way that we structure our. So yeah, it's the Decade a Day, Voxer, and then the meetings in Boise. And that's the extent of it.
Makes sense. And what's the funnel look like for that? I know you have a large list of prospects. How do you actually kickstart that? Do you go straight for the application? Do you do a webinar first? Well, how do we get people into that funnel and get them closed?
Yeah, so it's basically the three-step funnel. And because I feel bad, but I'm not taking applications. So if you guys want to go and funnel hack me, you can go and just put in fake information and see all the pages. We spent 2 years testing and tweaking everything. But if you go to russellbrunson.com, you can see the funnel. But the first page, it's a big video at the top right now. It's Liz Betty telling her story. Before it was Drew. And every time we give a client or give someone on our team like a really good result, we go and capture a video of them. So there's a video of Liz. And there's the application button. And then down below, there's some stuff kind of talking about the program. So that's step one. Then you click and you apply, or you click and there's a pop-up that asks for the name and the email address. And the second step, then there's a video of me. What happens is a lot of people will come to the application page and they freak out, they get nervous, and they don't fill it out. So there's a video on the next step of me saying basically like, hey, welcome to the application page. Now, if you're like a lot of people, you're here and you're nervous and you're excited and you don't know if you're really going to do it, you're stuck. And so while you're filling out the form, I want you to watch some success stories, people have gone through this process before, so you can hear what they went through. And then there's a video there of just a whole bunch of people who have had success telling their stories. And there's an application form. And then after someone applies, then the last page is like our homework page. And the homework page, the whole goal of that is for whoever's applying to get connection with me. And so on that page, there's a video of me telling my story. I think I cry 3 or 4 times. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm trying to build this relationship and rapport with somebody. So when they get on the phone later, there's a relationship, right? And so that's basically a three-page funnel. There's basically a landing page where they opt in, and the application page, and then there's the homework and connection page. And those are the three pages in the funnel. And then we drive traffic from our own customer list. We also buy ads on Facebook and other places when it was still open. And the metrics behind it, it costs us between $80 and $100 on average through paid media to get an application. And then we average about $1,500 for every application that comes through. So that's kind of the metrics on how that part of the business ran until we kind of closed it down.
That's some great numbers. Thank you for breaking that down for us. So are there any other areas in the business that you would consider high ticket right now?
Yeah, so So initially, like, it was funny because I set a goal. We launched InnerCircle. I'm like, I'm just going to have 100 members. I thought that was like one of these impossible goals. I didn't think it was going to happen. And then it happened. And then I was like, we shut it down and we still have like a lot of interest. So on the ClickFunnels side, right now, ClickFunnels, we get anywhere on the low end, about 200 people a day that sign up. And on the high end, we get about 800 people a day that sign up, just consistently, organically, day in and day out. And so people are coming in. And so we wanted to figure out how to serve these people more at a high ticket level. So we actually have two ways we do high tickets inside of ClickFunnels now. So the first thing is when someone joins ClickFunnels, one of the first emails they'll get 6 hours after they join is an email saying, hey, do you want a free demo in a small group showing you guys ClickFunnels? And so if they say yes, they go to page, and there's basically each day there's like we have two guys who do demos. So each day there's three or four slots they can go and they can register, they can pick a demo. So they go and they register for the demo, and then the demo, they get on the demo, and basically we do a 30-minute demo of how ClickFunnels works. At the end of it, make a really soft pitch that says, hey, would you like to work with an onboarding expert? At the time right now, it's $3,000, and they get an onboarding person to come and help them and walk them through getting ClickFunnels set up for them. So it's a live demo webinar to a soft pitch for a $3,000 onboarding process. So I would consider that kind of, I guess, mid-tier, higher ticket. And then the second thing we have is a lot of people who join ClickFunnels, they want to become certified. They want to do more than just use it for themselves. They want to be certified and use it for other people. And so we do a live event once a year. And so far, we've only offered this at our live event. It's our certification program. It's $10,000. And we take people through a 10-week online program. And we take them to an event where we actually bring in business owners and they work with them for a couple days. And so we've only sold out in the past at events. Next week, we're actually rolling out an online version of that funnel. And it'll basically be a webinar. Someone comes on, they register for the webinar. They will watch the webinar. At the end of the webinar, there's a paid application because we do have a big vetting process for the certified people. We have to make sure that they're actually awesome. Otherwise, it looks bad giving them a ClickFunnels certified stamp. So they go through an actual online or a paid application process. And our team calls and vets them out, sees if they're a good fit, and then we sign them up. And that's at a $10,000 price point. So those are kind of the other things that we have actively running right now on the high ticket side.
One of the things I love about ClickFunnels, besides the fact that it's easy to use to make funnels and to make membership sites, is that you can download, pre-install funnels. There's funnels that are already in there. You can buy funnels in the marketplace. I don't know how much you've been promoting that, but I noticed that too. And there was a high-ticket funnel that you actually released earlier. Is that correct?
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
But yeah, we give away a high ticket funnel. It's basically my 3-step high ticket funnel. You click a button and it imports into your ClickFunnels account. And you can go, you can change the videos and the links and make it your own.
Let's say we've persuaded somebody who's like, okay, you guys got me pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm going to do some high ticket stuff. How important is it to get the funnel right for them? You know, how critical is the funnel in the process of them actually moving into and closing high ticket level clients?
It's hugely important. Especially in high ticket stuff, because high ticket, it's all about like positioning and posturing yourself, right? It's like, how do you, because I'm just a dude, right? Like I look like I'm 11 years old. Like I'm just a normal person. Like my wife doesn't think I'm anything special. I'm just a normal person. So how do I get somebody who's never met me before off the internet to come and within, you know, a day of being introduced to my world, write me a check for $25,000? Like, how do you do that? Like you can't just, you know what I mean? It doesn't logically make sense. And that's what the goal of the funnel is to take somebody and to warm them up to you in a very compressed, fast period of time. That's why if you get my funnel, you got Liz Benny telling her story about the transformation we gave her. And then the second page, there's more people talking about it. And then the third page, there's me telling my story, crying and building emotional connection with somebody. So they go through that process and very quick, it builds rapport, it builds trust, it builds all these kind of things. So that way when someone picks up the phone, it's not a sales call at that point. It's them saying, hey, I want to be part of this. Like all these things are happening for Liz and for other people. Like, I want to be part of that. And then they're kind of selling you on it. And it changes all the positioning and the posturing. Anytime you are trying to sell your program, like you're disadvantaged because you're now selling something. They got their defenses up and they're blocking. And the funnel, the goal of the funnel for me in a high ticket funnel is to flip that around so that as they're coming through this process, like they are trying to apply to work with you. They're trying to prove to you that they are the right person. And that's the way to do a sales call. So now it's not me selling something. It's me trying to see if you're a good fit. If you are, we'll let you in. And if not, we won't. We don't let people in all the time. Like we have very strict rules just because I work, I don't want crazy people boxing me all hours of the night. So we have very strict rules on who we let in and who we don't. People are always shocked when they're like, we won't take their money. But like, that's a big part of it is learning that and being okay with pushing people away. And it's interesting. The more you push people away, the more they want to come in. And so that's the power of the high ticket funnels, the way we structure ours.
Yeah, being exclusive is a big, strong deal. I've even heard of people saying, like, basically that they just added this application process into their funnel, even though they're taking just about everybody. Even the very, you know, nature of adding in this application step gives a feeling of exclusivity and, you know, qualification. So it's helped in their closing rates. And I'm not saying to do anything, you know, unethical or duplicitous. I'm just saying even the very nature of adding in a step where somebody has to fill in an application can increase closing rates. Have you seen that happen as well?
1,000,000%. Yep. We used to, back when we were selling our $5,000 coaching packages, we would sell somebody a product and we'd call them on the phone. So we only called people who were buyers, and we were averaging about $150 for every buyer that we would call. You flip that around, we're averaging $1,500. So 10 times as much money for those who fill out an application than us just outbound calling them. And it's way easier. We went from having 60 sales guys down to 2. And it increases closing rates. Your sales guys, when we're talking to people who are hyper interested, they actually have money. It makes the whole process 1,000,000 times easier.
Great. And real quick, I'd just love for you to give us a minute or two on High Ticket Secrets, because I know that that's a popular program. I'm probably going to put a link to it somewhere on the page here. How does that program that you have help people who are interested in adding high ticket sales into their back end?
Yeah. So I created that a while ago because it seemed like for a while everyone was popping up talking about high ticket sales. And one like common denominator that all these guys had is like, they were going to show you how to pick up the phone and close phone deals. And I don't know about you, but I am scared to death to talk on the phone. Yes, my wife. Like, I hate calling people. I hate talking to people. Like, the phone scares me to death. But I like high ticket sales. So how do we change that, right? And so that webinar kind of shows our process where we have I have salespeople. We built a little mini call center. And you look at in the past, I had a call center of 60 guys in office. It was a horrible experience. Don't ever do that. And I showed like how we were able to change the process and the flow to shrink that down to 2 sales guys doing almost the same revenues. And it's just, it's so much easier. If I show how to do that, how to add this high ticket component to your entire business, it does not ever require you picking up the phone ever. Because for me, that was a big caveat. Like I knew, like, it's funny if you ask the guys that do the phone sales of our company. One time, the guy's name's Randy that kind of runs it. He came in one day. He's like, "Hey Russell, there's this guy. He's on the fence. If you can just talk to him real quick, he says he'll be in." So I'm like, okay. So I pick up the phone. I start talking. And within about 5 minutes, I completely talk the guy out of signing up. Like, I'm so bad on the phone. Like, people, like, I just repel money and repel people. And so I was like, I can't do this yet. I've made more money with high ticket sales than all of a sudden when I know. And I've done it all through having little mini call centers set up. And so that's what that program shows us. It actually see behind the scenes. If here's one of our calls, little mini call centers with 2 people, here's how it works. Here's the scripts we use. Here's the whole process. And that's kind of that webinar that training is all about, is how to do that. So if you don't want to be the dude on the phone, you just want the money and be able to do the fulfillment on it, that's what that process is showing. That's how I run here for sure.
And that's for people who have their own offers, you know, maybe coaches, authors, speakers, and consultants who have their own coaching program or consulting program. That's what that's designed to sell?
100%, yeah. You think about it, like most authors and speakers and consultants, like, you're great on the fulfillment side. You got content and knowledge and you can get people results. But it doesn't mean you should always be the salesperson as well. In fact, it ruins the positioning and the posturing of the funnel. Like, if somebody applies and I'm the dude who picks up the phone, it means Russell's got a lot of time on his hands. He's probably not that busy, right? And so it helps the whole positioning and posturing. But yeah, it's completely focused on selling high-end stuff for coaches and consultants.
Well, I know you're tight on time, so let me just ask you, what would be some of your final pieces of advice for somebody who says, you know, I'm in, I get it, I want to do high-ticket stuff. Where should I start?
I'm going to come back to kind of where we began with. I think the very first thing is do what I did. Like, don't go out there and start selling your services and talk about why you're the greatest person in the world. Find someone who is already like your dream client, a person you would love to work with, because whoever you do this project with will attract those same kind of people. Find that person, go work for free, give them a result. And if you're not able to give them a result, it'll give you the chance to learn and perfect your craft. We had our mastermind group here last weekend and somebody asked me, like, Russell, why do you keep doing this? And my high-end coaching part of business is great. It's profitable, make a lot of money, but I make way less from that than I do from ClickFunnels. And the biggest reason why I do it is because it keeps me sharp. I have a chance to work with so many businesses and it helps expand my understanding and realize that, like, this is part of it. Like, part of it is you're going to be able to help serve and give and change people's lives. But on the flip side of that, man, like as you're coaching people that intimately, you will sharpen your axe. You'll become so much better. Like it helps to perfect you as a coach, as a person. And so it's worth doing, but I'd start by serving people first and make that your focus the entire time. And if you do that, people will come to you and it'll be like we found out, like you have to shut it off and people will be banging at your door yelling because they want to get in. And that's the best way to have it.
Russell, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, it's great hearing from you again, man, and seeing you as well. It's fun watching what you're doing right now.